King Solomon's Carpet by Barbara Vine. Dramatized for radio in 4 episodes by Nick Fisher. Episode 3, Revengeful Love. The mysterious and charismatic Axel Jonas has arrived at the school.
I'm afraid Tina's not in at the moment.
I see. Are you a teacher here?
A teacher? Oh, that. No, it's not a school now.
Of course it isn't. Is Jarvis in, perhaps?
He's out too, I'm afraid. Are you a friend of his?
Yes. Are you his girlfriend?
Jarvis's? No, I just live here. But is it Jarvis or Tina you came to see?
Both. You can give Tina this for me. Which is Jarvis's room? I'll wait for him.
Why is he here? How did he know?
That looked like a sick note that Damon forged for me. I had one in my pocket. Axel must have taken it and got the address and Mum's name off of it.
Let's phone the police.
No way. Police are for sissies.
But I'm frightened.
Oh, do stop snivelling, Bee.
I don't like it, Jazz.
Tell you what, if you shut up, I'll show you my tattoo.
What? You haven't got a tattoo.
Wanna bet?
Oh, Brill, a lion. Brill, Jazz, can I touch it?
Touch it? Do you mind?
Oh, you're still here.
Time flies when you're reading something this engrossing. Jarvis knows the tube system so well. But I was rather hoping you'd come back.
Really?
Oh, yes. Though it's too late now. I have to go. I'm Axel, by the way. You're...
Alice.
Alice. Alice, come here.
Why?
Come here.
What are you doing? This is a stranger. You've never seen him before. You don't know a thing about him. So what are you doing? Tom's upstairs just above you. He might come down looking for you at any moment. God, you're shaking, sir. Shaking. Shaking.
We'll meet again soon, Alice. Goodbye.
So I was thinking, I might invite Brian for Christmas lunch, too.
Have you told Tina?
Not yet. But I so want to see her and Brian together again. I often imagine them getting married. I suppose Jasper and Bea and Vida would have to be there as page and bridesmaid. Mm. I'd have considered that very shocking once.
But you adapt, Vera. Like I've had to adapt to Peter.
Is he still with Jay?
Yes.
I'm sure it's just a passing phase.
Of course it is. All he needs is for the right girl to come along and everything will change.
They're so hard to understand.
Peter and Jay?
The younger generation.
Ah.
I've been taking my violin lessons very seriously. Madame Donskoy is hugely respected, you know.
So, everything's working out nicely for you then?
It's coming along.
You took your violin, but you left your baby behind.
Mother, please, don't start.
No, no, your father will never speak to you again, Alice. Ever.
He put the phone down when I rang the other day.
And you don't even ask how Catherine is.
It's better if I don't know, isn't it?
I've seen Mike a few times. He never mentioned you. He's thinking of moving in with Julia and her husband. Julia's a marvellous mother. She may not be a great beauty, but where do looks get you anyway?
Every train is cleaned at night. On the central line, they're litter-picked at the end of each journey. At Oxford Circus, 80 sackfuls of rubbish are collected every single day of the year, except Christmas Day, when no trains run.
You never told me you were seeing your mother again. Why didn't you ask me to be with you?
Tom, it's bad enough that I've left Mike. How do you think she'd react if I turned up with another man?
Well, she's just going to have to get used to it. I'm the man in your life now, aren't I?
We'll meet again soon, Alice.
Of course. But I'm sorry, Tom, you can't meet my mother.
Can't? Can't? What do you mean I can't?
No, Tom, not this again,
don't
no!
Don't tell me what to do. You don't care about me at all, do you?
Of course I care!
You're treating me just like you treated your husband. That's what's going on here, isn't it?
No, no, it's not!
We'll meet again soon.
I swear it's not! I care for you so much, for you and your music. We'll get you back at college and everything will be all right. All your anger will drain away once you get back to learning.
But I'm learning every day, Alice. And I've got such plans. You'll see. There's a journalist from The Standard who's going to do a piece on us. Classical buskers in the tube. We're going to be big, Alice. Big!
During the Second World War, the London Tube became a shelter. Countless thousands of people slept on the platforms of the deep tube stations. And the British Museum hid its treasures in a tunnel between Holborn and Aldwych.
Good night, Alice. Good day's work. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Christensen. Good night.
And good evening.
How did you know where I worked?
Tina told me. Or was it Jarvis? I forget.
I didn't think I'd see you again.
Well, I said we'd meet soon, didn't I?
Well, yes, but...
But you didn't believe me. Well, here I am. And here, it's a very nice wine bar.
Champagne's perfect any time of the day. You know, the building where you work is very interesting. Or so Jarvis says. Apparently it's next to a building with a shaft coming up inside of it. It used to house a staircase to the central line. They took the stairs out and expanded it for ventilation. You could see the shaft opening from your office roof, I expect.
Are you wild about the underground like Jarvis?
Hardly. It's my enemy.
Well, a thing can't be your enemy.
Yes, it can, if it's done you wrong.
I don't understand.
No.
Who are you? I mean, what do you do, Axel?
I'm a photographer. And a bear leader.
A bear leader?
A friend dresses up. We entertain people on the tube. I'm mad, you know.
Clearly.
No, I mean it. I'm quite insane.
They say if you know it, you're not.
Unfortunately, they're wrong. Try the caviar. How long have you been at school?
A matter of weeks, that's all.
With dear old Jarvis, the landlord?
Yes. He's going to Russia in a day or so.
I'll get you a taxi home.
But we've only just started.
Waitress, would you order a cab, please? I have to be elsewhere. This will cover your fare.
But Axel...
Does 100 meet my bill?
Easily, sir.
Keep the change. Goodbye, Alice.
Goodbye.
You're most welcome.
It is against the law, of course. No person while upon the railway shall, to the annoyance of any other person, sing, perform on any musical or other instrument, or use any gramophone, record player, tape recorder, or portable wireless apparatus.
Excellent. A journalist who does her homework, eh, Peter?
Yeah.
But that's the clincher, isn't it? To the annoyance of any other person. People aren't annoyed by what we do. They love it.
Great. Nice quote for me there. Mm. Now... Tell me a bit about yourself and your education.
Well, I started training at the Guildhall, but I was involved in a motorbike accident that damaged a part of my brain.
You've been diagnosed as brain damaged?
No, but I changed. That accident altered my perception of things. It diverted my talents along new paths and made me see that classical music shouldn't be confined to compact discs and concert halls.
Terrific. Right. Now, I'd like a couple of photos to go with my article. Actually, you should be pretty photogenic. You're rather good looking, you know.
Yes, Tom, maybe. The best way to take a snap of me these days will be in a big black cloak carrying a scythe.
Oh, I don't think that's quite, quite...
A journalist. Lost for words.
Peter, don't worry about him. He's got a dark sense of humour, that's all. Now, would you like me just... relaxed, or with the flute to my lips?
Oh, with the flute up, I think.
It was a simply lovely lunch. You've never cooked a better one, Ceci. The vegetables were peerless. I do so like your fluffy roast potatoes.
Thank you, dear.
And it was a nice succulent bird, wasn't it? I often find turkey a bit dry, but that one was just right.
Do you think they all enjoyed it?
Oh, yes. Isn't being Vida a sweet little girl?
Yes. And it was so nice to see Brian and Tina together. Perhaps they really will get married one day. Peter was looking a little better, I thought.
But he's awfully thin. I wish he could just put on a little weight. He looks so frail these days.
Well, I'm sure Jay sees to it that he eats well. That young man's quite a fusser. The way he kept Peter away from Tina and her cold, you'd have thought she had yellow fever.
Yes, he's a bit silly like that.
Well, maybe the perfect girl will come along with the new year. Perhaps we can look forward to a double wedding in 1990.
How wonderful that would be.
Dear Daphne, it's such a joy to have you to stay. It's lovely having the others here, but I must say it's nicer when they've left and there's just the two of us. Now, I've got a Christmas treat, a passage to India on video.
I can't tell you how pleased I was you rang. I was so frightened I wouldn't see you again.
I only wish we could have met later in the day. I rather dislike making love in the afternoon.
Making love?
You're very pretty when you blush. Sorry, I saw Jarvis off at Heathrow this morning. Much too early, but there you are. He'll still be writing his opus in flight, I dare say. Now, I've got something to tell you. I do hope you'll be pleased. Will you pretend to be, even if you're not?
I don't know.
Oh, please. For me.
All right.
I'm coming to live in your house.
Sorry? I don't understand.
I'm coming to live at the school.
But you can't. I mean, it's Jarvis's home.
Well, naturally, I asked him. Or rather, he asked me.
But you've already got somewhere.
I can't go on sharing with a bear. Alice, you promised to pretend to be pleased with my news. I'm renting the art room on the 5th.
Above me? Above me and Tom.
Let's get you in the fresh air. You're looking a bit faint. Tell me, what do you believe in, Alice?
What do you mean? In God, some principle, or what?
Whatever you like.
Well, I suppose I believe in music.
I thought you might say that.
Well, what do you believe in?
Everlasting love. Love beyond the grave. Revengeful love and retribution. I have to go. Taxi!
Go? But I thought you said...
I have an engagement I absolutely must keep. But I'm coming to the school, and you must be happy about that. You take the young woman to West Hampstead.
Not much to think, but enough. And it gets easier the more you do it. So you can think about other things. Like getting the bell right through the school. Or about Axel. What's he doing moving in? He doesn't seem to be interested in me. But I think I'll steer clear. Whoa! Where are the old ghost stations? Should I tell me? It'll frighten her. She likes being frightened.
And when I get back, we'll go out for a meal.
We can't afford
nonsense.
It. Tom, I may be making £800 a month, but you're only making 18.
It'll change soon. Wait till that piece comes out in the Standard.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Axel Jonas, a friend of Jarvis's. I've come to live here.
Hello, Axel. I'm Tom. This is my girlfriend, Alice.
Very pleased to meet you, Alice.
I must go. See you later for that meal, darling.
Come and have a drink in my room. Darling.
There he comes. See, Damon, Jasper's done it again. But you still ain't been up there. You're wet. The seat of your jeans is soaking.
It's not.
You should be wearing nappies.
Leave him be, Dean.
But Jazz, he's chicken. He don't get up there and sledge.
Chicken, leave him. Do you want a cigarette?
Yeah. Let's get one in the doors before they close.
Right, I'm going up.
Quick, Jess. Nate.
Hey, where's the chicken gone?
Up on the roof.
He's going to sledge after.
Are you really a photographer?
Don't you believe me? Here. Have some whiskey.
I don't know what to believe. You're not like anyone I've ever known before. I mean, most people don't say they're mad. Most people don't say they hate things like the tube.
But most people are very dull.
Yes.
I am a photographer. There's my equipment. I'm also a psychologist, and psychologists are mad. If you heard that Freud wandered about Vienna with a bear on a chain, you wouldn't be incredulous. Why wouldn't you accept me?
It just seems so strange.
It is strange. Alice, I want to make love to you.
And I want you too.
Unfortunately, we can't do it here in the school.
Why not?
It would make things sordid. Tom might come back. Other people live here. No, it has to be somewhere else.
But where?
Love will find a way. We shall overcome.
He's done the right thing. Sled into Swiss Cottage to get rid of his fear. And stop Dean's taunting, which has been getting on my nerves, let alone Damon's. We're going down. I never noticed that before. Going down quite steeply. Need a good grip for this. Grip tight, Damon. Starfish and grip. You'll be all right. God, don't brake like that, Dwight. What do you think you're doing? Damon's up on the roof. You can't do stupid things like that. It's hard enough for him already. We're going downhill. He's never tried it before, and he's fighting, so don't. Stop it! Stop it! He's hanging on by his fingernails already, you moron! Oh, no! No, hang on, Damon. Hang on! What's that? The window. That mess, that... No, it can't be Damon. Your foot!
In Tokyo, underground staff are employed exclusively to collect into baskets sleeves torn from passengers' clothes in the crush.
That place where you work, does anyone use it at night?
No. Oh, except very occasionally the emergency room, if one of the senior partners has to stay overnight. There's a little sort of bedsit for them.
A bedsit? Alice?
Yes.
Do you have a key?
Well, yes, I do.
Then get another one cut for me.
I'm not sure. I mean, that...
Don't you want to make love to me?
Yes.
Then get another key. You have nowhere else.
Did you? Did you ever do it?
No. I only watched, Mum. Who are all those people who come round?
London transport officials and a woman from the social services. She was offering counselling, if you need it.
I don't want to be taken into care.
What?
Counselling. Isn't that like council care? Gary Stevens in our class was taken into care.
Counselling don't mean that at all, Jazz. Now, promise me you'll never do what Damon did. I know boys will be boys, but this is different.
Right. I promise I won't.
And don't you dare tell your grandmother that poor Damon was a friend of yours. She'd worry herself sick if she knew. His death will be in all the papers, of course. But Damon's name won't mean anything to her.
And they're some of your favourite smarties, too.
Thank you. That boy Damon, who was killed in the tube, wasn't a friend of Jasper's, you know. Jas never goes on the tubes, ever. He doesn't ride on the top of trains and he doesn't know anyone who does.
I see.
Where the hell have you been? I need to talk to you.
What? What about?
About this. Bloody journalist.
Well, the article. Well, what did you expect, Tom?
Not a send-up. She said she'd write a serious piece. And just look at the picture. Must be the worst one they took. Peter looks absurd.
They say all publicity's good publicity.
No, I don't see how it can be when it makes snide remarks about Peter being gay and says we only play in the tube because there's nowhere else for us.
Tom, what were you hoping for with this article?
Serious journalism. About the serious work I do playing classical music for a mass audience. A good article could have got us a patron. A millionaire supporter of the arts who thought us worth subsidising. But this one, bringing a penny. And anyway, where have you been all evening?
Oh, nowhere special.
No? I know what you've been up to.
What? What do you mean?
You've been seeing your mother again, haven't you?
No, really. I haven't. I stayed late at the office.
Late at the office? You were with your mother.
Tom, I didn't see her today. Honestly.
So, these are the princely premises of Angle, Scherer and Christensen. Are you secretary to all of them?
Just James Christensen.
And where is the little sixth-floor bridal suite, hmm?
Through here.
Functional. But well sprung. I always think a decent mattress is one of life's essentials, don't you? What did you say they call this place?
The emergency room.
Just so, for the resolution of a crisis.
Sometimes I don't understand you at all.
No. I saw Tom, you know, just a few minutes ago, wandering along from Covent Garden. Perhaps he's on his way up here. Perhaps he's coming up the stairs right now.
He's never been. He doesn't even know where it is.
Of course, he's probably heading back to the school to wait for you. What will you tell him, that you've been seeing your mother?
Axel, I believe I love you.
Then I think it's time you proved it. Don't you?
All the lighted stations of the underground, busy with people, bright with advertising, noisy with the roar of trains, are also surrounded by a silent maze of dark, disused passages and shafts.
There'd been another bombing.
Yeah, so I heard. In the Mall.
They gave so much information on the news that I think I could make a bomb now.
If you could get hold of any Semtex.
No, they said this one was a sort of gunpowder called, magnesium flash. But they've caught the man who planted it, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes, there's a picture of him in the late editions. Here, with a hair lip.
A hair lip?
You don't know him, I trust, Jazz.
Me? No, of course not. He looks like a bear, doesn't he? I'm going out to play.
Careful.
Sorry.
Well, I've got my stuff. Thanks for looking after it, Tina.
Oh, no bother. Mum, this is Daniel, an old friend from about 10 years ago.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, don't forget to get those tickets for me, Daniel.
Of course not.
That phrase sounds like a friend of Tina from 10 years ago. Look at his eyes. Yes, they're identical. He's exactly like Jasper. A grown-up version of... Oh, no. No. Pray God, no. But it is. You know it is. That's Jasper's father standing in front of you.
Are you okay, Mum? Mum, you look a bit pale.
It's just a bit stuffy in here. I'll be getting along. I'm meeting Daphne at Selfridge's.
But what about your coffee?
I don't want to be late. I'll be getting along. Life has no meaning. There's no morality, no ethics, no values. There's simply events. A series of ghastly, occasionally linked moments. That's all life consists of.
Ivan, how could you do this? I need you. Mal, how could you? How could you get caught, you idiot? I thought you were professional.
All right, the article was a setback, but that's just temporary. I know what I'm doing. No one makes a fool out of me. I'm going to be so big...
I'll apply for an audition at the Britain Peers School. They're sure to accept me. Then we'll see.
Not a bad picture of me at all. It's a very good likeness. Yeah. The Grim Reaper at play.
All these years, Tina's been taking money from Brian as if he were Jasper's father. She tricked us all. Brian won't be B&B's father either. That'll be someone else again. Nothing has any meaning. We just shuffle about like carriages in the dark. Sometimes meeting, but then off alone on our meaningless journeys. There's no right or wrong. Only chaos. Ah! Where's my bag gone? It was right here. Someone's stolen it. Oh, no, no. On top of everything else, now someone's stolen my bag. What? What's happening? Your right hand's fine. And your right leg. But the left side's not working. It's gone numb. It won't move. What? Bond Street. Get onto the platform. Daphne's here somewhere. Up. Out. Ah! Oh, you silly old fool. You've fallen over. Well, you would. How can you walk when your left side won't work?
Cecilia? Cecilia?
Everything will be all right now. Daphne can take control. Daphne, dear, I must have had a stroke, I'm afraid. Luckily, it was the right side of my brain. The left is dominant, so had it been that side, the damage would have been more serious, and I wouldn't have been able to speak.
Sorry, Ceci, but what was that? Oh, Ceci. My dear. Dear Ceci.
In episode 3 of King Solomon's Carpet by Barbara Vine, dramatized for radio by Nick Fisher, Alice was played by Kate Fenwick, Axel by Mark Strong, and Tom by Jonathan Cullen. Jarvis was Kim Wall, Tina Alice Arnold, Cecilia Ann Beach, and Daphne Linda Poland. Jasper was played by Stuart Morris, Bienvenida Verity Waite, Dean Martin Kelly, and Damon James Bell. Alex Lowe was Daniel. Other parts were played by Christopher Scott, Shirley Dixon, Elaine Pike, and Janet Moore. The musicians were Polly Hewitt, Roland Robert, and Christine Messiter. King Solomon's Carpet was directed by Marion Nancarrow.